Historically, Nevada has not been a major producer of oil. That could change, though, thanks to fracking.
We're always in a rush to make this kind of stuff happen without first assessing what those impacts look like.
That's Kyle Davis, who's a consultant with the Nevada Conservation League. In the last legislative session, Davis and others worked on the bill that directed the state to develop regulations for fracking. That's a technique of extracting natural gas and oil from shale deposits by injecting a pressurized mixture of water, sand, and chemicals deep into the ground, often more than a mile. Because fracking is not subject to the Clean Water Act, Davis says developing strong regulations on the state level is critical, and he's not yet happy with what's being proposed.
There's an intentional loophole within the regulations that if there isn't an existing well in the area of review for these projects, that they don't actually have to monitor that water quality throughout the fracking process.
In other words, unless a well is within a mile of a drilling site, a company doesn't have to monitor the groundwater for possible contamination. Other states don't require this, but Davis says in Nevada, where water is so precious, we can't take any chances. He also points out that a company doesn't have to disclose to the public what chemicals it's using until 60 days after drilling.
We have developed a list of chemicals that have been commonly used that are not detrimental to the environment, and we've built that list from toxicity charts in various places.
Richard Perry is the head of the Nevada Division of Minerals. He says the public may not know everything that's being put in the ground beforehand, but the Division of Minerals does.
When they submit a list, we have the ability to say, no, you can't use that. Go find an alternative to that. And I think at this point, probably the only state that's doing that right now.
As for groundwater monitoring, he says it doesn't make sense to monitor shallow aquifers when they're drilling more than a mile deep.
We also require that an additional layer of casing, or as it's called, intermediate casing, and quality control of the cement that's put behind the casing that forms the seal against the rock in the area of the surface where there is groundwater will eliminate the risk of there being any contamination.
So far, Houston-based Noble Energy has drilled 3 exploratory wells in the east of the state and has received permits for several other areas. The company couldn't be reached for comment for this story. According to Perry, each well has required about 325,000 gallons an acre, which he says isn't much compared to agriculture. But some people living near possible drilling sites are still concerned. A group of ranchers near Austin, Nevada, recently sued the federal government because they worry fracking could drain their limited water resources. Democratic State Senator Tick Sagerblum, who pushed for fracking regulations in the last legislative session, says it was a weak bill, but it was all they could get through.
This is Nevada, and anytime we get anything accomplished like this, it's a major step forward. So all things considered, I'm happy for today, but tomorrow I'll be prepared to go forward and make it better.
This week, the Commission on Mineral Resources will decide whether to approve the proposed regulations. Those will then go to a legislative committee for final review. But to those concerned about fracking, like Kyle Davis, the commission itself is problematic.
We do have very serious concerns about the makeup of this commission and the fact that you have the industries that are being regulated writing those and approving those regulations.
According to Nevada law, the governor must appoint commissioners from various sectors of the mining and energy industry. One member also represents the general public, but that current representative also has ties to the industry. Sagerblum and Davis would like to see that changed, but that would require legislation and the governor's approval. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.